Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Of the many famous American novels and plays that have been converted into operas, my guest today tops the list, American composer and Durham, North Carolina resident Robert Ward. The 94-year-old composer and educator has written 8 operas, and in 1962, The Crucible, based on the renowned play of the same name by Arthur Miller, won the Pulitzer Prize and the New York Music Critics Circle Citation. The Crucible weaves a tale of lust, pride, revenge, and power against a backdrop of the Salem witch trials of the late 17th century. Miller's powerful play was written as an allegory for 1950s McCarthyism, of which he himself was a victim. It remains extremely relevant today, and it's coming to the Triad courtesy of Piedmont Opera in collaboration with the A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Their production runs Friday, March 16th through the 20th at the Stevens Center in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to ticket information, concert times, and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. Last year, Robert Ward was the recipient of the National Endowment for the Arts Opera Honors. He was presented the award by current UNCSA Chancellor John Maucheri. Robert Ward himself was the chancellor of the then North Carolina School of the Arts from 1967 until 1975. He dropped by WFDD last week to talk with me. Here's part one of our conversation. You referenced a few things you were proud of from your tenure. Tell me about a couple of those. You really changed that organization.
Well, in the first place, I had been around to a number of universities where they had performed The Crucible, and most of them, as a matter of fact, all the backstage people were in the drama department, not the opera department. And more of them, I found that the heads of those departments didn't speak to each other. So I thought, well, we couldn't have that here, what with a great dance department and the drama and all that. So we set up the School of Design and Production, which at this point has been the most completely successful department in the whole school. And there's still almost nothing like it.
I can speak to that myself, as in just dropping by the School for Design and Production and spending an afternoon with Cirque du Soleil.
Yep.
Who was there to recruit from the best of the world, which is UNCSA, thanks to that vision.
Yes.
From going from your first opera, what did you learn from that, and how did you bring that into The Crucible?
In the first place, I was fortunate enough to meet Bernard Stambler, who was head of the academic department at Juilliard. So it turned out he was an excellent writer, and as a boy, he had been in the claque at the Metropolitan. So he knew much more opera than I did. Anyhow, we got together. So from that point on, this was a tremendous learning experience for me.
Two of the major impacts on your writing came from one, Aaron Copland, and you referenced Paul Hindemith. Could you describe some of that back and forth between you and Aaron Copland and one aspect of your writing that you really attribute to his advice?
Oh, yes. Well, at the time that I was sort of coming up as a composer, there was a great split. Some people believed that everything had to be 12-tone, and Schoenberg was the great god there.
And we should explain for listeners who aren't musicians that by 12-tone we mean a sequence of 12 intervals that are mandated and sort of a method for composition.
Well, it's a method, but what's basic in it is that every thematic material has to have all of the 12 semitones, and then they are just repeated in kind of variations. Well, that's all right, but all great melodies aren't written in 12-tone. And then in Schoenberg's music, it got very dissonant and so very far ahead of anything else that was coming. Well, I got to know that music, but I didn't like it. But Copland had sort of started out more radical than he became in the later works when he sort of got involved with folk songs. And I loved that music. And then I studied with him, so I got to know it very well. So when I started to write my operas, I went back to my boyhood where I was a boy soprano, and I always started with the melodies, and that's, I think, the thing which has had more comment in my operas than anything else, is they sing.
Rebecca, how good of you to come.
The long lines that you established,
that's right.
I just found it very interesting that Aaron Copland actually suggested you move away from the piano in terms of your compositional
That's right.
approach.
Because I was not a very capable pianist at that time, but I would sit at the piano. But he listened to one of the first things of mine he ever judged, and he thought for a while. He never talked a lot until he had something really important to say. And he said to me, "Do you work at the piano all the time?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do." And he said, "Well, I think you ought to get away from it." He said, "Because your sense of pitch and all those things is very good." But he said, "You try to write the whole score practically consecutively, and you just can't work very fast that way. There's too much involved." So at Tanglewood, where I was studying with him, you had to go out to a boys' school where we lived to get away from all the music going on around him. So I went out there every morning, sat on the porch, and it looked right out over the beautiful mountains in the central Massachusetts. And suddenly I was able to write 50, 60 bars at one sitting, and then I could go back and do the rest. So that was a real revolution in my whole composing career.
His ability to kind of lock in on who you were as a person and as a composer, I just find really interesting.
That's true.
In terms of The Crucible, your initial reaction to Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible?
I had never been so moved by a play in my life. And I had seen a lot of plays because my older brother was on the staff at the Cleveland Playhouse. So I saw a lot of plays.
Synchronicity played a big part in your going from that play into the opera.
Yeah.
My understanding was that your initial opera kind of paved the way there in a sense. Hugh Gets Slammed.
Oh, yes.
How did that work?
Well, and Arthur Miller, since he had actually originally thought it might make a better opera than a play, he told me. So he started to think about writing because he was hearing music. He was a good friend of Mark Blitzstein. So he called him and he said, "Hey, Mark, how long will it take me to learn to write the music for an opera in this?" Mark thought a minute and he said, "Oh, hell, Arthur," he said, "how long did it take you to learn to write your plays?" And he said, "Oh, 10 years before I wrote the first good one." And Mark said, "Well, it'll take you at least that long again." And he picked up his phone and he said, "Thanks, Mark." And he put it down.
That's a great story.
And then he wrote the play.
Part one of my interview with renowned American composer and educator Dr. Robert Ward. The Piedmont Opera, in collaboration with the A.J. Fletcher Opera Institute of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, will present their production of Robert Ward's The Crucible, Friday, March 16th through the 20th, at the Stevens Center in Winston-Salem. On Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, it'll be a conversation with the composer at the Stevens Center, with Dr. Ward sharing his thoughts in person on his Pulitzer Prize-winning opera. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And you can hear the second half of our interview this Friday afternoon at 1:30 during Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.